the trigger that had caused a particular emotion and not responding to the trigger until you've had time to fully understand what you are feeling and why. And when you can manage your emotions, you can manage any situation you find yourself in. This gives you the edge over others because you are not only able to resolve a conflict before it gets out of hand, but because you know how to recognize and avoid situations which may lead to a conflict. If, as part of your job or lifestyle, you often have to deal with a great number of people, you are probably well aware of how important interpersonal relationships are, and how good communication, or lack of it, can facilitate or complicate things. We all have relationship problems from time to time, and what is particularly annoying is realizing, with hindsight, that many of them could have been avoided had the communication been better. This is one of the reasons why emotional intelligence is such an important skill in the workplace. People who are in touch with their feelings can easily tune in to those of others, which helps them understand where others are coming from and why they are doing or saying certain things. In some professions, it's impossible to do your job well unless you have this skill. Another reason why people with high emotional intelligence are such valuable team members is that they are good listeners, a trait most people lack. When you listen to someone attentively, you can hear even things that the person cannot or will not say. When you are attuned to someone, you can easily pick up subtle signs of fear, irritation, or anxiety from their body language, facial expression, or tone of voice, all of which can sometimes be a valuable clue to what the person may be going through. So, to be sought after both as a professional and a friend, you should try and develop skills which will help you cope in the high-tech, high-speed, and high-stress world we live in. As Amit Ray said in one of his books, as more and more artificial intelligence is entering into the world, more and more emotional intelligence must enter into leadership. Chapter 1. What is emotional intelligence? Emotional intelligence is about self-awareness, self-management, and relationship management. It's about knowing yourself and being able to manage your emotions, as well as your response to those emotions. However, although emotional intelligence can be learned, it is not something you learn in a weekend course and be covered for the rest of your life. This is a lifelong learning skill that needs to be practiced and improved on throughout life. To consider yourself emotionally intelligent, you should try to develop empathy, which will make it easy to connect with others and understand how they feel. Empathetic people are those who are genuinely interested in others and who readily offer help and support to those who need it. Not everyone can put themselves in other people's shoes and try to understand their motives, which is why empathy is such a valuable skill. For this very reason, developing emotional intelligence will come easily to someone who is a natural empath or a people person. Others can learn about it in a course or from a book, but as with most other skills, to be good at it, you have to practice and apply emotional intelligence to as many situations as possible. However, having high empathy is not easy. You have to be willing to tune in to other persons' feelings and attitude to try and understand their behavior, to listen without judgment. Not everyone can do this, which is why many people believe that empathy is not a skill, but a natural gift. In other words, emotionally intelligent people are not empathetic only when it suits them, but all the time. This is probably why there are very few highly empathetic people around, although it's no secret that empathy can be faked, either to influence someone or for self-promotion. Although these skills are essential for the workplace, they can also help you to improve your relationships outside of work. To develop and perfect your emotional intelligence, you have to start